You're listening to the Mosaic Podcast, brought to you by Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. Each episode of this podcast will offer you excerpts from the Mosaic TV news magazine, which airs Sunday from January to April in the Palm Beaches. Mosaic explores the most pressing issues facing the Jewish community here at home and around the world. And now, here's your host, Susan Shulman Pertnoy.
Joining us today are two individuals who have spearheaded Palm Beach County Community's Remembrance Project. We have Joe Gahn, who's the Vice President of Jewish Federation's Jewish Community Relations Council and serves as Vice Co-Chair for the Remembrance Project. Joe, welcome to Mosaic.
Thank you, Susan.
Great to have you. Also joining us today is attorney Brian Boisaw. He's also the chair of the Remembrance Project. Welcome to Mosaic, Brian. It's a thrill to have you with us.
Susan, thank you so much for having us today.
Brian, this is a very serious topic. Please tell us what the project's about and the history.
Palm Beach County Community Remembrance Project, at its mission and at its core, it's about creating opportunities for the citizens of Palm Beach County to come together and talk about the race history of Palm Beach County. At the end of the day, no matter what we do, that's ultimately what we're trying to accomplish. The project came about probably about 3 years ago. Ms. Gahn, Josephine Gahn, we call her Joe affectionately. Joe had gone up to see at the National Museum for Peace
and Reconciliation
in Montgomery, Alabama. She went and she saw what they were doing up there and came back and she mentioned it to Commissioner Wise. Commissioner Wise got the support of the board, and then some of the board members or the county administration's office, they then started speaking with members of the community. Other members were talking to other council members, and we ultimately formed this. Initially, it was a 9-member coalition. Now, our job now is to, again, form these subcommittees for the purpose of that mission statement I talked about, and that was to bring people together in Palm Beach County to talk about this issue of race. That's the core of it.
Joe, do you want to elaborate on that?
Yes, so the ultimate goal, of course, though, is to bring a copy of the memorial of the two lynching victims that we know about in Palm Beach County, Henry Simmons and Samuel Nelson. What I discovered when I went to the Equal Justice Initiative, the memorial, colloquially known as the lynching memorial, is that they have memorials for every county in America where there were lynchings with the name of every victim. And I found that they know of.
Yeah.
And where they have the name. And it's an extraordinarily moving and brilliantly designed memorial. And the idea is that there's a copy of each of these sort of, it's steel curtains that are sort of hung from the ceiling. Mm-hmm. And there's a duplicate for each county. And that was where I saw that Palm Beach County had these two victims and said, we need to bring ours home. And that's the ultimate goal of it, which will be down the line. But as we went into this, we realized it's much more involved. I think when we didn't all realize just the extent of this project.
Did not.
So there are a number of phases to go through before we get to the memorial.
Yes, the EJ, the Equal Justice Initiative, gave a whole template of goals that you have to accomplish before you're able to have the markers and have the memorial.
Adding to that, the structure of it is Brian Stevenson, who is the founder of the Equal Justice Initiative, he had an additional vision for going beyond the idea that I'm going to be a freedom fighter and free people who are imprisoned wrongfully. He decided he would establish the National Memorial, which Joe talked about. And in that, he wanted to create a dialogue. And it's approximately, I think, probably about maybe 8 states in the South. There are at least 800 of those quartine steel, essentially stalactites that are hanging from this memorial ceiling. And in addition to that, what he wanted to do was to have the people bring the desire and go to bring those home. It would allow us to talk about this racial history in each of the counties. So this dialogue should be going in as many counties as possible. One thing that's probably neat about that, that I thought about, and I'm sure Brian Stevenson thought about, was there's going to come a time, hopefully, where it will be an embarrassment to counties if they still have their piece there and they haven't brought it home. That means those are communities that are uninterested in talking about this reconciliation of our racial history. I mean, racial history, whether you talk about Jewish history, African-American history, those things are so important. For me, embarking on this project is important from this reason. If you cannot see my humanity, the humanity of my wife and my children, based upon my skin color, it's ultimately impossible for you to get to the next step. And the next step is that we all be able to share equitably in what this country has to offer, Palm Beach County has to offer, equity in banking, education, social justice, all of those things. So the idea that we're talking about race isn't just talking about racial history for the sake of talking about racial history. Those are statistics. What's the purpose of that? The purpose of that is to change hearts and minds, because if you don't do that, then there are a lot of people in this community that cannot share in the bounty of the community. So for me, that's the ultimate goal.
Joe, why is the Jewish Federation involved?
So it came through my concern having seen this, but this is a Jewish issue. You know, the Jewish community has played a very significant role historically in so many movements. The civil rights movement, of course, there's a huge allyship. Mm-hmm. And in fact, Jews disproportionately represented white involvement in the civil rights movement. So for me, it's honoring both that allyship, but also about memory, which is fundamental to Judaism.
Yes, we need to pick up on that. We'll continue with that in just a minute.
Mosaic is brought to you through the dedication of generous corporate sponsors who fuel the work of Jewish Federation of Palm Beach County. We thank American Commercial Realty, Appleby Utifrend Wealth Management, Raymond Motor Cars, Bruce Gendelman Insurance Services, Commodore, Singer, Baseman, and Braun Attorneys, First Republic Bank, Rogers Design Group, and Shapiro Pertnoy Companies.
We're back talking about the Jewish Federation's involvement in this project, about memories and important.
Right, and why it's important.
Yes.
So, you know, Judaism is so foundational to our Judaism is memory, the idea of memory, the idea of observing our past, memorializing. Part of it is to, as a means of remembering victims, but also to honor their memory and to teach, so that they're not forgotten, and as a tool to learn about injustice, you know, whether it's the Holocaust, Passover, whatever it is. So it's inherent to who we are and seems so fundamentally right to do. And also, from my perspective as community relations person, it's building relationships in the community, and it's honoring these two men who were victims. Judaism calls us to pursue justice. It calls us to be a light unto the nations, to repair the world and make a better world, to do good deeds. This is what we need to do, and I think it's the only way we can move forward with some sort of healing is by remembering and teaching. So I think it's crucial.
Absolutely. Brian, I know there are certain goals that you have to meet before you can put up markers to honor the two lynching victims. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Right. In order to bring the our memorial back, one of the things we have to do is embark upon a three-program sequence. The first thing that we have to set about is what they call a soil program. And the soil program entails us getting a jar, essentially. It's a clear jar, and it has the names of each of the people we are remembering in this instance, Henry Simmons and Sam Nelson. And so what EJI, or the Lynching Memorial, wants us to do is to collect the soil from the places where they were racially terror lynched, and to have a meaningful ceremony so that the community starts to get introduced in the concept of what we're doing, to the idea of what we're doing. So once we complete that, and the way that it's set up is we send that up to Montgomery, Alabama, and then we keep one here so that as we work our way through what we're ultimately trying to do, we'll have that here. The second program we have is a monuments marker program. And you, once again, we set out on a ceremony to provide the text information about what has occurred. For Henry Simmons, we know that it's a racial terror lynching that started on the mainland in West Palm Beach over in an area called the Historic Northwest. Mr. Simmons was awakened from his bed where he was home with his wife, and he was taken at night, early in the morning, I'm sorry, on June 7th, 1923, and he was then, against his will, carried across over onto Palm Beach Island, the town of Palm Beach, and he was lynched and shot there. The coroner's report in that instance ruled that he had a broken neck. Members ultimately come to find out is that even before that, that same mob group had actually picked another person. They took that person over, but through the grace of God for that gentleman, somebody in the crowd said, hey, that's not him. So they took him back, and then that's when they grabbed Mr. Simmons. For Mr. Sam Nelson down in Delray Beach, he had been accused of sexually assaulting a white woman in Miami. Now, remember, this is September of 1923. In fact, his racial terror lynching occurred on September the 26th, 1926. 8 days before that, we had a horrific hurricane here in South Florida that touched down in Miami. So there was this allegation that a white woman had been assaulted by Mr. Nelson down in Miami. They put him in jail, but the mob broke him out of jail, took him 4 miles outside of town, of Delray Beach, and riddled his body with bullets, essentially assassinating him. So as we talk about these programs, we would have monuments marking potentially where they lived or where they were first picked up, and then where they ultimately were lynched. And it should tell the story and allow there to be a communication from, in the instance of West Palm Beach, over on Palm Beach Island, and in the historic Northwest and West Palm Beach. The last part of it is we would be awarded the monument, the quartine steel monuments, markers that Joe talked about. If we have shown that Palm Beach County is actively supportive and engaged in the idea of this racial reconciliation discussion, if we do that to the satisfaction of the the folks in Montgomery, Alabama, then they will award us that, and we'll have a monument here that we need to build of some significance.
Right. Wow, that's powerful. And I wanted you to bring up one other point. With these lynchings, was anybody prosecuted for them?
Right. Along with the other 4,000 people who are represented, I don't think that anyone was successfully prosecuted, meaning you would have instances where people, you know who did it, but a jury would exonerate them or the sheriff would let them go or what have you. But in Palm Beach County's instance, again, they had a medical examiner in the case of Mr. Simmons, and the medical examiner said it was, he just broke his neck, even though he was hanging from a tree. So I guess technically he did have a broken neck, but in terms of what actually happened to him, there was no prosecution or punishment. Same thing in Mr. Samuel Nelson's. The only thing that the records show is that the city of Delray Beach was concerned, and they thought it important enough to note that we don't want the sheriff or the police officer who was responsible for the jail, we don't want him prosecuted in this instance. He left him in jail. What happened after that is just what happened after that. So no prosecutions in these horrific, tragic instances.
Just horrific. Where do you think our community is now in terms of understanding race relations and humanity?
Race relations are something that most people, unless you actively think about it, you probably don't appreciate and think about. Most people don't think about where they live until something changes that view. For instance, the concept of redlining, where you have banks who would not loan to African Americans based upon skin color. So there was a territorial confinement of where black folks would live. So after a while, people become numb to the fact of, hey, I don't live around any other white people, or I don't live around any other black people. And so the idea of what schools you go to and where you live, most people, if you ask them, they say, well, they're living where they want to live, as though they had a choice in it. So the idea of race relations, until there is a conflict, I believe most people don't think about it in the way that they should think about it. Where is Palm Beach County? We are as segregated in many respects as the rest of the world, the rest of the United States. You know, Dr. King always talked about the fact that on Sunday morning, the church house is the most segregated place in America. Same thing occurs in Palm Beach County. Is there hope? Absolutely. The folks that I met on this coalition lets me know that there's hope. The way that my children, I have a 22-year-old and a 21-year-old, and the way that they talk about race is significantly different than the way I talk about it and their mother talks about it.
Can you elaborate on that?
My children are just kind of coming to the age where they are appreciating the idea of racism, racial segregation, racial desegregation a little bit more. They've come a long way, but when they were younger, I mean, I'm talking about once they got into high school, they're starting to understand and see things in a way that they didn't. But younger people, race is not a factor in the way that they think.
That's a beautiful thing.
It can be, but it also can be a disservice to the extent that once they get into the mainstream of how they earn their money and where they live and when they go for the job or when they go for banking, it may be a disservice that they don't have a concept or a construct of what may be going on. It may not be the overt racism, but it may be the systemic racism that you hear folks talking about.
So, Joe, we often talk about the rise in antisemitism. Mm-hmm. Where's the intersection of racism and antisemitism?
Well, you know, absolutely. So Jews know this, you know, in our history we've been discriminated against, marginalized, even murdered for who we are. It's just we that's our history, so we're very sensitive to that same experience for others. And we can't, you know, only talk about ourselves and not talk about others. I think that has been part of your talk about the Jewish tradition and history of getting involved in civil justice issues. That's because it's our history. We know that it may begin with us, but it certainly doesn't end with us. And we also know that it's a fundamental threat to a liberal democracy. We can't allow this to go on. We're feeling it now. We have Jews of color who feel it as a Jew, mm-hmm. and as a person of color as well. Mm-hmm. So the intersections are many. And I think there's an obligation that everybody who is interested in fighting hate and, you know, dealing with injustice have to stand together and come together on this.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's no question there's an alliance here.
Absolutely.
So what type of cause of action would you suggest to the viewers who want to participate and get involved in this most important project?
The Palm Beach County Community Remembrance Project. When you first start to say it becomes a mouthful, but if you Google Palm Beach County Community Remembrance Project, everything that Joe and I have tried to articulate has been simplified on a website that we have. If you go to that website, you know, there is a call to action button relative to your ability to participate in whatever, as much or as little as you want to. If it's the educational component, we ultimately will be activating the fundraising component. And we have about 9 different subcommittees who will ultimately be doing different things. But so Google Palm Beach County Community Remembrance Project. And when you hear announcements related to the Palm Beach County Remembrance Project, please come out. We tried to hit some of the concepts, but it's a lot of information. And we want to have deep dives. We don't want to be monolithic in our thought. It's important for me to share with the public that even our coalition isn't monolithic in its thinking about how do we approach these issues. We have a difference in opinion, but I love the way we work it out.
What's the timetable for the marker to be erected?
I'm not sure we have. You know, this is a multi-year project.
Right.
Hopefully, in 3 years' time, we'll get the actual memorial. I'm hoping, we're hoping, I think this year we'll start the soil collection and maybe the markers as well, but we don't know yet. You know, we're all doing this in our own spare time. So I don't know. Do you have a
We don't have the firm time yet, timetable yet, but I know we are feverishly rushing towards June 7th, 2022, which is the anniversary date. 2023, which
next
is the
year.
The 100-year anniversary of the murder and lynching of Henry Simmons. Mm-hmm. So we know that there are a great deal of things that we want to have happen by that time, but because it's a volunteer organization and because we are dealing with the lynching museums, some of the things that they have in place and some of the things that they don't, mm-hmm. the timetable's not certain. But I think Joe's right. We realize that this is probably about a three-year ordeal to get the an ordeal is the wrong
no,
word.
That's
such a horrible word. But it's about a three-year engagement for us relative to getting the ultimate monument here.
Thank you so much for joining us and participating in such a momentous project.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mosaic Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to Mosaic on your favorite streaming platform and to leave us a review. Want more? Visit jewishpb.org/mosaic, where you can access full episodes of the show. To stay connected with the Jewish community of the Palm Beaches, visit jewishpb.org or follow Jewish Federation at facebook.com/jewishpalmbeach.